What job do you think is the most attractive? I'll tell you what attracts groupies that I had no idea.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so they came out with this list, top three careers that people find attractive.
Sure.
Okay, coming in at number three is nurses. Okay.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, listen, you think about, you know, people have, you know, fantasies about nurses, naughty nurses, all that stuff, right?
You went real creepy real quick. I was just thinking somebody that could take care of me when I was sick.
Okay.
That's what I thought. I find that attractive. Like, can you give me
Nothing attractive about, hey, I'm throwing up. Please come help me.
Oh, no. When you're a mom and you have to take care of all the kids and somebody to take care of you, I find that very attractive.
What if it's when I need a sponge bath? Oh. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Number two, lawyers. Number two.
Okay, I mean, I think of lawyer TV shows, I guess they try to make it. It makes sense, I guess, right? Because people perceive a lawyer as someone who has money, someone who is intelligent, right?
Yeah.
And number one?
Number one
is a chef.
Healthcare.
Oh.
No. Yeah. Well. Chef Plum is in for Raven. Raven's out today. Number one is healthcare. And according to the study, they say that they like when there's a combination of brains, ambition, and caring touch. Caring touch. There's your nurse right there. I'm not sure why a lawyer has a caring touch. But.
Well, I think that is the money part of it. But listen, for a doctor, that makes sense. Think about all the doctor TV shows, the Grey's Anatomies, the ERs of the world. They're all like sexy doctors, right?
See, when I saw healthcare, I immediately thought like pharmaceuticals. So they just make a lot of money. That was the first thing that came to my head. But I'll tell you what I didn't think attracted groupies. And then it was the most wild thing I'd ever seen in my life. So Chef Plum does these, you know, he was been on the Food Network. He's done all kinds of TV shows and things like that. So he had a, how do you set it up? It's like a stage.
Hosting a stage at a festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Big festival, thousands of people.
Right. So he's there and I'm standing off to the side of the stage and I'm, you know, watching him do his thing. You know, it's a big spectacle. He's throwing food and he's got knives and it's all. When I tell you that the women were throwing themselves at
him. That's kind of true.
I was like, are these ladies serious right now? And I'm like trying to catch your eye. And you're like, that lady's nuts. That lady's nuts over there. I was like, is that lady going to take off her top? I'm like, this is a food festival.
Listen, it's you know, we're chefs. We cook food. We can make things that aren't sexy. I think that's where it comes from.
You're so excited.
It made me very, very happy. Listen, I've had the best is the demographic though. Like we get the entire span. Like you'll have the young people, you'll have the older people, you'll have the grandmas there too, which is hilarious.
Oh, the grandmas were into you.
That's my demo. I actually had one put a room key in my pocket, which
get
is hilarious.
Out of here.
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable. But what
does
Kelly say?
What does your wife Kelly
say?
She
just laughs it off. She thinks it's funny. Right. She doesn't get too upset about it.
Why would she? Trust me.
Right.
Beautiful.
She doesn't pay attention to it, but it is funny. And it makes you feel good. And a guy like me, I'm a chef. I'm a low self-esteem guy. Us chefs, we want immediate gratification to make us feel good about ourselves. And when I'm hosting that stage and there's a bunch of people up there and they seem to like me, that's a good thing. I like that. What I don't need is my friends telling me how terrible it is.
It's not that it was, it's not terrible. It's not terrible at all. It was surprising. You know, when you're at a food festival and you know, you're doing demonstrations on food, you don't think groupies are coming. So it was very surprising for me to see.
Well, our stage was like a big party too. Like it wasn't just food that we're having, playing games and incorporating the crowd. We're singing and dancing. You know, it's a spectacle, as I call it, pomp and circumstance.
Okay. All right. So besides nurses, lawyers, healthcare,
and chefs.
And apparently chefs, what do you think is the most attractive career to have? Top three most attractive professions. Number three, nurses. Number two, lawyers. Number one, working in healthcare. But what do you think is the most attractive? Because Chef Plum is in for Raven today. And when I went to a food festival where he was hosting one of the stages, I'd never seen so many chef groupies in my life.
I have way more groupies than Raven.
Dominique, what is the profession you think is the most attractive?
I think like someone in marketing, right? Now hear me out. Like someone who has like, they can leave at the end of the day. They're not like a lawyer or doctor who like works in a ridiculous amount of hours every week, but they still have like a really cool, trendy position and they get perks from their job and they're treated well. I just think that's sexy.
Marketing is sexy because then you know they also have a big personality, which means they're fun at a party and they're fun to be out to dinner with.
This is marketing. What are we talking about? An office job? Like an office job is sexy? What?
Well, not HR. HR is not sexy, but marketing, because like to be in marketing, you have to be creative.
I guess, but that's not what I think of a sexy job. Like I think of like, you know, like military or police or, you know, something that just feels like, I don't know.
A uniform?
Yeah.
You just like a uniform.
All right. Here you go.
Kendra, what do you think? What profession do you think is the most attractive?
The most attractive profession is a college professor that's also a coach.
Oh, yeah. They wear the whistle all the time. Like, what do
you
think? Yep.
You get the best of both worlds. They're athletic and they're smart.
Yeah, and they wear a polo like nobody else can wear a polo. The short sleeve polos. I could see it right now with those khakis.
Yes.
No pleats. Yes. Flat front. Yep.
Yes.
With the athletic
and
belt.
And they're on the field. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they're on the field yelling.
Yeah.
It's the best of both worlds.
Plum, why are you looking like that?
I just don't understand what's going on right now. Like, even you're getting fired up about that. The yeah. whistle, on the field, yelling.
What? And the pants are always a little too tight.
Yeah.
I mean, but I like that. No,
but this
good.
Is not a sexy job. What are you talking about?
Well, it might be.
This doesn't fall in the category of like a musician or a chef, you know?
You just throw in their chef.
Well, I just thought, maybe.
Ron, what do you think? What profession do you think is the most attractive?
To me, this was a no-brainer. I would say the lead singer of a major band. It sounds like it's the most attractive. You get to wear sequins clothes and blind, you know, blind people while you're on stage. You get to travel a lot. You don't even have to carry your own luggage half the time.
I love how, like, this is the thing that makes them excited. You don't have to carry your luggage. Like, that's what excites the guy about this job. Right.
That makes you really attractive, is that you don't carry your own
luggage. Listen, babe, we're gonna take my Toyota Camry, but we got a guy who's going to carry your luggage for you, so don't worry about that. We're going to have McDonald's, so it's going to be great.
My daughter is going to kill me, my 16-year-old, but we were just having the conversation because we were at Disney World, and she was looking around, and she's like, I want to marry a Disney adult because they hold all their wives' bags.
Whoa.
And it was true. I was looking around. All the Disney guys, you know the difference, like when a Disney adult and a regular guy,
sure.
They're like head to toe in Disney. They got the ears on. They were all carrying their wives' bags. Not one other guy was carrying their wives' purses. They were.
Well, I mean, I think it's a nice thing to do, to carry bags, right?
I guess so. It definitely makes you more attractive.
All right.
Phil, what do you think? Most attractive profession?
So I'd say most attractive profession is actually an author. You know, it's really attractive to me to be smart and to know things and to know about a specific topic and be really interested in that topic. That I find really attractive.
Somebody smart, somebody that's really into literature.
I mean, author makes sense to me. It's kind of artsy. It's kind of, I feel like someone who is like deep into thought and thinking about things. But I don't know if I say that was like a sexy thing.
But don't you think that they're always writing about you? Do you read their stuff and then assume that it's about you? Or how about like when they're just unemployed for 2 years, but they're working on a project, but really they're just unemployed?
Right.
I'm not putting it down because I would like to be an author. So, but that's sure. What I picture my life to be, is unemployed.